Vasudevaya.
To others to propagate Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness,
His faith and devotion in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, will gradually increase. Although developing this good consciousness is very difficult, by this process one can purify himself and gradually come to an awareness of the Supreme Person, Supreme Absolute Truth. Purpose. The Krishna consciousness movement is pushing forward the publication of Srimad Bhagavatam, as explained, especially for the understanding of the modern civilized man, to awaken him to his original consciousness. Without this consciousness, one melts into complete darkness. Whether one goes to the upper planetary system or the hellish planetary system is simply based itself. Therefore, one should hear of the universal position of the Virata form of the Lord as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. That will help one save himself from material conditioned life and gradually elevate him to the path of liberation, so that he can go back home, back to Godhead. We'll read the next verse as well. After hearing of both forms, thus one mind is fixed in samadhi. By devotional service one can then realize the spiritual form of the Lord, which is the destination of devotees. Thus his life becomes successful. Okay. It is said, Mahat Sevam Dwara Mahurvimukte. If one wants to progress in the path of liberation, he should associate with Mahatmas or liberated devotees, because in such association there is a full chance for hearing, describing, chanting about the name, form, qualities and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. On the path of bondage, one eternally undergoes the reputation of birth and death. One who desires liberation from such bondage should join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and thus take advantage of the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees and also extend it to propagate Krishna Consciousness. Translation. My dear King, I now describe for you this planet Earth, other planetary system and their lands, varshas, rivers and mountains. I have also described the sky, the ocean, the lower planetary systems, the direction, the hellish planetary system and the stars. This constitutes the Virat Rupa, the gigantic material form of the Lord, on which all living entities repose. Thus I have explained the wonderful expanse of the external body of the Lord. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport of 5th Canto, 26 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, a description of the hellish planets, completed in the Honolulu Temple of the Panchatattva, June 5, 1975. O ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाक्य सक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकरमह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सार्वजातं सर्वना रघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सर्वना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुखदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल अटेंडिंग वैष्णवस। सो दिस लास्ट फ्यू वर्सेस द 38-39 गुरुदेव गोस्वामी इज गिविंग द समरी एंड द कंक्लूशन of this chapter, and also the question which Maharaj Parikshit asked regarding the expanse or the Supreme Lord presence, I think in the 16th chapter, 3rd verse. So from that 16 to 26, the 10th chapter Sukadeva Goswami have taken to explain the different planetary system or the 14 divisions. So here in this translation you say it's like an egg divided into 14 parts, the upper planetary system and the lower planetary system. In the start of this chapter also Maharaj Parikshit is asking question like where the exactly this hellish planet is located, or how do the different living entities are placed in different conditions, how is it? So answering to all this, so he has explained about the hellish planet. There are a lot of, he has only told about the 28 hellish planets, right? 28, 26, 28. So different planetary system, different, especially this chapter, the hellish planet. This will be the last discussion when we are giving someone talking about spirituality. There's different motivation for people to take up spirituality or take up the path of different from materialism. One of the common way is fear. Right? Sometimes maybe the fear or the reaction would be the cause for a person not to do activity. This is a theme we can see in Bhagavad Gita also, that Arjuna doesn't want to take part in the war because of the fear of sinful reaction. And he tells to Krishna, Krishna, I don't want to take part into this ghastly warfare because you will get a sinful reaction. Why would I do something if I know that's going to bring bad to me? Why would I take part in activity? So I don't want to act. But Krishna never asked Arjuna to give up work or to give up activity, because that is not our nature. So in one sense, if you see, Krishna is asking you to act every, you know, even the same thing Arjuna asked. Like, I thought one has to use intelligence to not to act. So I will use intelligence. So I thought, okay, fine, intelligence is better than action. So I thought I will use my intelligence and not to act. So that was his saying. So he said, I will not be able to take part because I am going to get sinful reaction. So people, sometimes also we see, don't do this kind of activity God will punish you. Or you have to worship the Lord because there will be a judgment day. Fear is there, fear. People incite fear so that we will do. So when we read this hellish planet, we see, oh, there's a lot of fear. I should not act in certain way because I will be entitled to the reaction. This is a cultured society. We are talking about a cultured society where people don't want to, people want to follow certain rules and regulation. We see that in even in this material realm, there is a governmental law, there is rules and regulation. How do you determine these people are civilized? Because they are aligning their activities according to certain codes and regulations. Then when they follow that, they are good citizens. Right? When they rebel, when they don't come into certain... Why it's made? Because then the proper smooth operation of society. If everyone started doing whatever they like to do, then there is obviously chaos. Right? So here we can see that different planetary system, different reaction. But we don't have any control over reaction. The point is, we have certain ability or choice where we can experiment or do before the activity. Now, one may say this 14 planet or this different planet system, either upper or the lower. So this is given not for us to choose, oh, okay fine, I would like to go up, I don't want to go down. That is not the point. Suppose if an actor is there, actor is taking different role, sometimes hero role, sometimes the villain role. Now one may think, oh, the hero role is very good, I would like to take that because I will get a lot of fame, appreciation. I don't want to do the negative role. The purpose is not to choose what role you have to play. The purpose is to awaken that you understand you are not the actor. You have to come to the real life. So that's why here, in the purport, Prabhupada is writing, the presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam is not for the purpose that you choose, okay, I would like to go to higher planetary system. I don't want the lower planetary system. The presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam is such that you awaken your real identity as a spirit soul, as a servant of Krishna, and go back to your eternal abode. So that is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. To reject all the other religious, so-called religious, false religious codes. Religion means what? To follow the instruction of Lord. Especially Krishna has given. Only the Supreme Lord can give the religious code to the human society. We cannot manufacture ourselves religion to follow it. So that is the purpose. So even though the description and everything is given, but we focus on the positive aspect of spirituality. Because our is love of God. If you really see that the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and even Krishna, that he doesn't want you to follow just because if you don't, you will get punished. Krishna gives that, okay, Arjuna, you have this option, if you do, it's good, if you don't, you will suffer. But still, Krishna at the end, he tells, it's up to you. You have a choice. I've given what I've told. But I don't want you to, act in certain forced way. Force doesn't work. So, but then there is a very sweet aspect of spirituality that one develops that relationship with God. And if one develops that relationship, then he can experience that bliss in one's life. And that's the real essence, that's the one is anchoring in this material world. So that information is given, so that is actually, one is experiencing the positive. Then it doesn't matter whether one is in hell or one is in earth. So here, whether one goes to upper planetary system or early planetary system is simply waste his time. Therefore, one should hear the universal position of Virat form of the Lord as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. That will one save himself from the material conditioned life and gradually elevate him to the path of liberation, so that one can go back home, back to God. So when we see, okay, fine, I don't want to take part, or I don't want to go into this 14 planetary system. Suppose like there's a ferry wheel. Once you get into the ferry's wheel, or once you get into this kind of, you know, roller coaster, you don't have any control. You can scream. You know, I remember one time we had gone to this kind of ferry wheel, and we had one of our friends as well. We said, it will be good, you know, come inside, it is good, you'll have a good experience. The moment he got into there, and then it started moving, he got into panic, and he started crying, and he was screaming, you know, stop it, I don't want to go further, please stop. Then we have to tell the operator guy, you know, he said, stop this, you know, he's getting into, you know, like really panic. And then we stopped, and then he got down. So one may think, oh, maybe going up is excited, going down is not painful, I get fear. But the real thing is, you come out, you know, that is like a normal state. But in order to get into the ferry's wheel, you need to pay and get a ticket. So this earthly planet is like that, where you acquire the pious or you acquire the impious reaction. That you do this karma bhumi, this earthly planet where you can do activities. Depending upon your credit, depending upon your, you know, negative or a positive credit, you are put into the 14 planetary system. Now one may say, okay, fine, I don't want to get into this 14 planetary system. I want to liberation. Now, liberation, when we talk about liberation, it's a bit tricky. Here we say, okay, one has to get into the path of liberation. Because usually the liberation somewhat tends to the impersonal understanding. But liberation has different types, if you really see. The liberation, one is getting the same opulence of the Lord, or one to reside in the same abode of the Lord, one become the associate of the Lord, or one is having the same form of the Lord, and the last one is one want to merge into the Lord. So the liberation is there. So if you see the next translation, one who is interested in liberation. So for example, porcupine, there are two parts. One is a path of liberation, Nivritti Marg, and then there is another attachment, Pravritti Marg. We know, okay, fine, the Pravritti Marg is like Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Jananam, that you take birth again and again, revolving from the top to the Brahma Loka to become the lower planetary system. Krishna talks about this in the 8th chapter. He gives a comparative study of the material world and the spiritual world. First he explains about the material world. Either you are from Brahma Loka to down, he gives the life of Brahma. But it is temporary, it is perishable, it's not going to be there eternal. But Arjuna, there is another place. So it gives a glimpse of the spiritual world. Krishna gives a glimpse where the spiritual abode is permanent, eternal, blissful. And he explains that. So if one who is interested in spiritual liberation, who accepts the path of liberation, is not attracted to the path of conditioned life. If one awakens and says, okay, fine, I want to get into liberation, then he is called Yati or a devotee. So there is a clear distinction of who is a devotee here. One who is not interested in the conditioned life, and one like one wanted to go out. Of course, it's not just I will give another example. Suppose we have one room. Suppose we are all in this room, and there is a lot of problems happening in the room, or fight and quarrel and hypocrite. Like, you know, so many issues are happening in this room. Now everyone would like, I want to get out of this room. Now, that may be 50% of the solution. unless if you don't have a room where it's peaceful, calm, and you know, where you can really able to have that satisfaction, you may think, I want to just get out, I want to just get out. The liberal, the transcendentalists of three types, that maybe anyone who want to get out of this material world or who want freedom from this material world is a transcendental person. Now, for the devotee, he has that positive information of the back to Godhead or Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastime, are getting attracted to Krishna. So that is the main focus of a devotee. The main focus of a devotee is not, I just want to get out of this material world. I don't want anything. This world is false. This world is, you know, mithya. There's a lot of problems. I'm getting old as, you know, death. But I don't want to get into this janma mruti jara vyadi. I want peace. A devotee is not concerned about just escaping this material world. Yes, of course, the impetus is there. The material suffering is an impetus for a devotee to get closer to Krishna. Not just a devotee thinking, oh, I just want to, you know, get rid of everything. Krishna says, Arjuna, whether you want to take part or not to take part is your personal opinion. But spiritual life is not depending upon your personal opinion. Spiritual life is, you do what I ask you to do. That is the best, Krishna says. So you do your activity as what I say to do. Then that you are acting according to the pleasure of my, you are acting according to my pleasure. So that is the most important thing. So then, so devotee has that information. So such a person should first control his mind by thinking of Virat Rupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, and then gradually think of the spiritual form of Krishna, Sachidananda Kundalini. After hearing both forms, thus one mind is fixed in Samadhi. Now there is a gradual progression. Focusing one mind on remembering Krishna. This is a very important aspect if we read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Our activity, all our activity and all our do's and don'ts only follow these two rules. That is, always remember Krishna and do not forget Krishna. So this is like the principal rule. And every activity, everything is all like the subset of this rule, that one should remember Krishna. Now here, the gigantic form or the universal form is the gross element. And the Sachidananda form or the 200 form of the Krishna is the subtle meditation. So if you see Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives 10th chapter, the opulence of the absolute. In 9th chapter he finishes Manmana Bhava Bhakti Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. One has to think of me. In order to help that idea, one may ask how to think of Krishna. Then Krishna actually gives different element in this material world, where anything greatest in the species or anything which is opulent, that I represent that thing. So Krishna says, I am the banyan tree, I am the light and the sun and the moon. Among these I am, among the horses, among the elephant, among every other, whatever you see. And then finally Krishna says, whatever you see in this universe is just a small spark of mind opulence. It's just that. Krishna starts with that I am the Paramatma. So every living entity within, without, Krishna is there everywhere. So one can see that Krishna giving that information. And then Krishna showing the universal form. So it's like a student is there. A teacher is telling, okay, these are all the theory part, I am explaining to you. And then we'll go to the laboratory to do the practical part. So I am going to show you the practical of what we learned theory. So Krishna is giving that information, so that will help us to meditate on him. Whatever, you know, it starts in the 7th chapter only, I am the taste in water. Even when we are drinking water, when we think, Prabhupada gives a lecture. He says, even if a person is having a wine and he is thinking, oh, this wine tastes so good, this must be Krishna, then he is actually advancing in spiritual life. So even if a person thinks that this must be Krishna. So then Virat Rupa is given. Of course, the Virat Rupa is not the highest in one sense. Even Arjuna says, he was astonished and become wonders when he sees the Virat Rupa. But his mind is fixed on the two-handed form. Krishna gives him his vision, a divine vision where he can see. But then Arjuna says this two-handed form is the best. So then one may have difficulty in directly coming in meditation to the two-handed form. So here you can see, gradually think of the spiritual form. So before that, one is first controlling the mind by thinking the gigantic form. This controlling of the mind. By devotional service, one can then realize the spiritual form of the Lord, which is the destination of the devotee. Thus, his life becomes successful. So, for a devotee, here he says, if you see Prabhupada writing the purport, starting with the importance of association of devotees. When we talk about liberation, Bhagavad Gita again, Krishna explained. Actually, if you see Srimad Bhagavatam is the expansion of Bhagavad Gita. When you read Bhagavad Gita and then when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can actually see all the themes of Bhagavad Gita is being expanded. So Krishna gives the whole 14 planetary system as compared to the banyan tree, but the inverted reflection or the upside down of a banyan tree. The topmost is the Brahmaloka and the bottom is the lower planetary system. And between that, you can see the gradation. Krishna explained from Brahma, then the Gandharva, then the Apsara, the demigod, then the human being, then the animals, beasts, now cats and dogs, all comes down. And it has roots everywhere, branch everywhere. One cannot understand this tree. One cannot understand this tree. It is going everywhere. It's like you cannot see the end of it. This is basically as a two root, where it is pious and impious. By result of the pious and impious only. And the fruit of the tree, the fruit of the tree is liberation. The fruit of the tree, of course, it tells dharma, artha, kama and moksha. These are the fruit of the tree. And the leaves are the Vedic hymns. And the sense objects are the tip of the branches, the twigs. But in order to, one may not understand this. This is interesting actually. One may not understand the tree, but one can cut down the tree. This is, you know. So we don't have to really bog our head to understand the whole cosmology or anything. But our idea is to get out of this cosmology or to give up this destination. That is interesting because, you know, the essence is not to research and do, okay, this is good, make comfortable in this material world. The Vedas are given, yes, one can do this karma kanda, all this, but that is not the essence of Vedas. That is not the essence of scriptures. Oh, how one can make comfortable living in this material world. Yeah, one can start with that, but that is not the conclusion, that is not Vedanta. So similarly, Krishna gives the description of this banyan tree, which is quite complicated. But he gives a very important thing that one has to cut down the tree through detachment. The weapon is detachment, renunciation. But then the renunciation, how that comes? The renunciation comes by knowledge. That one should understand what is what. But how does knowledge come? Knowledge comes by association. So that is why Prabhupada is saying that Mahat Sevam Dwahar Ahur Mumukte. If you want to get liberated, then you associate with sadhus. Why? Because they will give you a right knowledge where you can detach from yourself and liberate. And what kind of knowledge they give? They are not giving, you know, like material knowledge. They are giving a transcendental knowledge, or in such association there is a full chance for hearing, describing and chanting about the name, form, qualities and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is transcendental knowledge. Knowledge which will help us to liberate, to give up. So Krishna says, if you know my birth and activity, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva teham punarjanma naitima iti so arjuna. This is again coming from the transcendental knowledge, fourth chapter. Because if you see, one understanding the name, form, quality, hearing or speaking or remembering about Krishna, it's a purifying act. It purifies oneself, it liberates oneself, and it get you get to the you will develop the prema or you develop the love. So such kind of knowledge and discussion is very relishing, is very uplifting, and it is the best for the soul. It's interesting, you know, Prabhupada says, on the path of bondage, one eternally undergoes a repetition of birth and death. One who desires liberation from such bondage should join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And they take advantage of the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees and also explain it to propagate Krishna Consciousness. Such a wonderful program. Srimad Bhagavatam is made such that people come together and discuss about Krishna. One can hear about Krishna. This is the purpose of ISKCON, where a place is there so that the like-minded people come together, discuss about Krishna, propagate Krishna conscious literature, where they can share values or do spiritual activities. So such a visionary Srila Prabhupada, because Srimad Bhagavatam, even if you see this Prabhupada, the previous Prabhupada, the process of getting the Srimad Bhagavatam to throughout the world is itself a great episode in the life of Srila Prabhupada. If you really carefully understand how he has put lot of effort, energy, time, is such a remarkable feat actually to get Srimad Bhagavatam everywhere. Even in the initial where he is trying to get the volume printed and distribute within India and then trying to get out, it's itself a meditation for a devotee. And International Society, it's interesting, even Bhagavad Gita we talk about the different tree. It's a similar tree, his comparison is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the tree of devotional service. And Prabhupada said, one of the branch of this devotional service tree is ISKCON Society. He just says, you know, because here, you know, it's a different tree they talk about. The tree where the root, the trunk is the Mahaprabhu, the fruit, the love of God is the fruit of the tree. And Mahaprabhu himself explaining that I am the gardener, I am the maintainer, I am the fruit. But I am the only one person, how I can distribute to everyone. So I need some support, I need some help in distribution about the fruit of devotional service to everyone. So Prabhupada said, yes, this is International Society for Krishna Consciousness is one of the branch coming directly from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have taken that effort. Actually, Prabhupada says, Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he has left that job for us to do. He could have distributed, you know, he is the Supreme Lord. He could have made everyone a devotee. He made devotees in the Jharkhand forest. What to talk about, you know. The tigers and the deers are hugging each other and they got love of God. Anyone who saw is like the repulsive effect. Anyone who come in contact of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they become, you know, wonderful devotee. And anyone who come in contact of that devotee, they become wonderful. So in that case, you know, there is a high chance that everyone can become devotee. But Srila Prabhupada says, he has kindly left the job for us to do. He is merciful, so he has left. So we have to do this work. He could have done. So it is interesting how Srila Prabhupada sees that the development of the society is directly coming as a branch where we can able to give that fruit to all.
So yeah, and even coming back to that liberation point, even Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the discussion between Sarvabhauma and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya want to change the word, you know, mukti to bhakti. He couldn't able to stand that point, you know, liberation, impersonal. But then the real understanding where Mahaprabhu gives, mukti path means the lotus feet of Vishnu. So for a devotee, liberation means serving the lotus feet of Krishna. That is liberation. Devotional service is liberation, actually. Because one is engaged in devotional service, he is already liberated from the bodily platform. Jivan mukta. Then he doesn't have to separately endeavor for liberation. Because as long as we are engaged in the devotional service, we are in the liberation platform. But when we are not engaged in devotional service, we have to do activities, then we do the bodily activities, then we are in material platform. So that makes it clear. And he was also very happy because the person who is an ardent follower of impersonalism, he is now talking that devotional service is the greatest boon. So that made Mahaprabhu so happy. And yeah, so you can see many part of Chaitanya Charitamrita where Mahaprabhu come across different impersonalists, Vedantists, Tattvavadis, all those different people who are very much focused on liberation. But then when they come in contact of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they surrender their life and they want to serve Mahaprabhu and they want to serve in devotional service. So just stop here and see if anyone has any question, comments or correction.
To say that liberation has different meanings on different levels. One level is merging into Brahman is also called liberation. Then when the living entity comes to his real constitutional position, that is also called real liberation. So can we say that multiple meanings?
Yeah, depending upon the context, one can. Liberation in one sense is simple freedom. Now, where the understanding, you know, when we hear from devotee, we get the right understanding. That's why the scriptures or the spiritual subject matter has to be learned or understand from a devotee or hear from a devotee. Mahaprabhu says that Samaya Vatsunya Sarvanash. Like if you cannot hear this, then you know you will lose everything. You know? And Prabhupada also said that the poison from the lip of a snake touched by the one should not hear because they'll have a different interpretation. So yeah, one needs to be careful where you hear from.
What do you think Prabhupada is recommending as an explanation of the Rupa as opposed to, say, the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto of Bhagavad Gita, which is considered to be the highest?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Why is he recommending we study the Virat Rupa? Opposed to other more elevated topics.
Yeah, even in Bhagavad Gita, the Prabhupada says, if you know the greatness of the Supreme Lord, then the next process is you develop devotion. So, of course, here the 10th canto, the Leela, and everything is very sweet, but in order to understand or go to that level, one has to understand who this person is, greatness. So That's why the whole creation or the Srishti or the different energies of the Lord. So we know that this person is not just like a small ordinary boy having some fun activity, but he is the Supreme Lord that we have to develop that devotion. Knowledge, basically the knowledge of how God is great can develop one, oh, this person is so great, I want to serve this person. So that is a safe path, I would say, in order for someone to come in close to Krishna. Otherwise, we might then become sahajya when we want to understand Krishna, the intimate pastime. Then obviously we will try to imitate Krishna. This is my understanding. Prabhupada is so very, I would say, very careful in terms of guiding his readers or followers not to become, you know, yet another superficial spiritual practice or something. You can. Sustainability, it's not just going to work. Yeah. Krishna says that you even though you know it's going to get some bad reaction, you will act according to your nature. Because lust, Krishna answers that. Arjuna asks this question. Because if you see the sustainable model, initially when you tell the child, don't do, you know, you will get punishment. But then after the child grows up, even the child knows that it's bad, then he tells that, oh, I would like to do experiment. And if the society in such a way that you do bad and if you not get caught, that is called talent. Then how do you tell people non-act? He said, no, come on, you know. So breaking the rules is the fun. And then if you show cause that I broke the rules and I'm not caught, then you get appreciation. So you are dealing with times where people know that they are bad and they are happy to act bad. Okay, fine, I'm going, what's the problem? You're telling I'll go to hell, that's fine. My life. So we can't hit on that note all the time. Then we'll become yet another, you know, like a very narrow-minded organization where just telling you. We just have to give the positive, you know. So that's why I'm saying. Okay, stop here. Thank you very much. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.